Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:30 British Summer Time. Today is August 25th. Well, today in Asia we saw that the majority of markets finished down less than 1%, with the exception being China, which was somewhat weaker. And in Europe we saw the majority of markets finishing up on the day, but less than about 1%, and the exception was Spain, which was up just 1.1%. In the US, US consumer confidence came in a bit stronger than expected, as did house prices, and Ben Bernanke was reappointed as chairman of the Fed for another term. That would have removed a certain amount of uncertainty from the market, but I don't think there was any of that in the price, for the simple reason that I don't think anyone wanted to change horses in the middle of what is still a very fragile economic situation. What we continue to see is that the majority of stock markets are pushing upwards to new high ground, and we continue to see that larger cap markets, which have lagged the emerging markets over the last 6 months in particular, are beginning to break upwards from their bases and push above those September rally highs, which have where they've been encountering resistance for the last few months. And this is bull market type activity, and by definition, bull markets, the surprises are to the upside. We can attempt to script what an ending will look like. What we continue to see is that the majority of leading markets are becoming somewhat overextended or increasingly overextended relative to their moving averages, which have turned upwards. We saw a template for this type of reversion that we can anticipate in China recently, where the market fell by about 20% in about 3 weeks, found support above the moving average, and has held above that area since. And it's likely to range gradually with an upward bias back up towards the highs that were posted earlier this month. We haven't seen that kind of reaction and correction in other markets. And while there still remains the possibility that, or the potential for those that type of reaction to occur, it's unlikely that we're going to see a major reversion towards the mean in most markets without something similar occurring on Wall Street, and we don't see any evidence of that yet. If we look at the majority of stock markets, the consistency characteristics are quite plain, and those are that we have congestion area trading ranges one above another. There's a succession of higher lows and indeed higher highs, and those consistency characteristics would need to be taken out. We would need to start to see larger reactions, or the reactions pulling back into the previous range, or breaking down and through the previous range, which would be a clear indication that we were entering a reversionary type environment. And we're not seeing that yet, which means that we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside for the majority of stock markets. Commodity markets were also rather interesting today because the oil contract on the front month got up to $75 even and encountered selling pressure in that area and pulled back sharply to just over $71 and finished out the day. Well, it's currently in the region of $71.40. So what we've seen was a little bit of selling pressure. And if you were to take a magnifying glass out and look at that daily chart, you'd be able to identify a key reversal. But the fact that the market finished off its lows and that the succession of higher lows is really within relatively close proximity would suggest that it would need to take out those higher lows to offset the potential for it to continue to pressure its recovery highs with a view to improving upon that performance in the short to medium term. The dollar also remains really quite steady in here, and against the euro, relatively unchanged today. The pound was a little bit weaker, but where we continue to see that the biggest moves against the dollar is in the commodity currencies and in emerging market currencies. These are the countries and the economies that have been less affected by the credit crisis, and they have had less of a need to offset the weakness in their economies with quantitative easing, and they don't suffer from the dilution of their currencies that's currently going on in the USA and in Europe and the UK. By that rationale, the potential for these currencies to appreciate more against the dollar than some of the reserve currencies is still very much intact. And the fact that we continue to see that the best performing stock markets are also centered in commodity producing areas, in Latin America particularly, and in the emerging markets with Asia as a focus, suggest that investors are looking towards those areas and buying those currencies with a view to the fact that they are the centers for growth in global centers for growth, that they have some of the most structurally sound economies in the world, and they also have the greatest potential to form asset bubbles over the coming decade. And that is a theme that will continue to dominate the investment climate over the coming years. And of course, the commodity bull market is very much tied to that. Although oil was a bit weaker in here today, the rest of the commodity sector, although a little bit softer, wasn't weaker by any significant margin. And a quick word on gold, because it was somewhat steadier in here today, but closed well off its highs. And it remains in this difficult period where it continues to consolidate in the 950 area. There's a lot of symmetry in the chart pattern, and it probably is in need of a catalyst to lead it to fulfill some of its upside potential, because there is still plenty of potential for gold to push up to new high ground and reaffirm its uptrend at some point this year. But it's going to need something to help it to break upwards from this $950 range where it has been not going very far from over the last couple of weeks and even months at this point. David goes into his operation tomorrow, and as soon as I have any news on that subject, I will post it on the website. And now with that, I think I will wish all the best to all of you.